What's up, everyone? So we are finally at Weekly Wolf number three. My last three or so podcasts have been what I call bonus podcasts, in which they're meant to be just kind of short blog-type posts. My Weekly Wolf posts I reserve for more serious, in-depth topics. So the topic that I do want to talk about that I touched briefly on my last video is turning 30 and just how I felt. So I turned 30 on Monday. That was my 30th birthday. And generally, my past few birthdays in my 20s specifically haven't really felt any different turning that age, like 29, 28, 27, like I didn't feel anything. Like, okay, I'm a year older. But for some reason, turning 30, turning that milestone of finally getting out of your 20s, which seems like it takes forever, I definitely felt different. The day that I turned 30, I definitely felt older, I definitely felt wiser, and I still feel that way. And I overall had a sense of happiness. And I touched on this briefly in my last bonus podcast, but turning 30 made me reflect on my life right now and just see how it is. And I've said this before, it's still amazing to me that the life that I have right now, and it's not something extravagant like I'm not a multimillionaire or something like that, but just the simple fact that I have a daughter and I have a wife is just amazing to me, because I always wanted that growing up, and I just never thought that I would get it, because I had to go through so much just trouble with forming relationships and such. And always tried to stay positive and try to, I guess you could say, never give up. But there still was a negative part of me that thought, you know, I just don't know if this is ever going to happen. And let me go back to talking about being happy, because I've learned now that it is okay to be happy. That, yeah, life can change, and that suddenly I'm going to be unhappy tomorrow. Or, you know, I could have all these things taken away from me. I could lose my house. I could lose my job. You know, any of that could happen. But even if that does happen, it is still okay to be happy. And let me give an example of what I'm trying to explain. So I think back to the summer of 2011, where I was a RA for the summer, for summer school. In the month of June, there were things that happened specifically that made me really happy and overjoyed, and I just thought, wow, this is crazy that this is happening. But see, I had, while that was happening, I had this overwhelming sense of dread, like, oh man, I'm happy now, but am I suddenly going to be unhappy soon? What am I going to do? I'm scared to feel happy. I'm scared that this is all happening. And I think those thoughts led me into the next month of July, which was a very hard month for me. There was things that happened that made me sad, and it was a very hard month to get through. And I feel like my negative thoughts contributed to that in a way. You know, I feared that unhappiness would come, and it did come. But that was when I was 20. And I said 2011, it was actually 2010, so I was 20. And so 10 years from now, I have grown and developed, I feel, a lot since then. And now, on my 30th birthday, I felt that it is okay to be happy. And there may be people that are feeling that way as well. And I'm here to tell you that it's okay to be happy. You can be happy. You Yeah, things can be happen. I mean, things can happen. Yeah, we're in the middle of a coronavirus pandemic. Things could happen at any time to make you unhappy. But if you're happy in this moment, just let that happen, you know? You know, I have a wife who I love, and our relationship just gets better and better every year. And you know, for some people that are in relationships, they say as the relationships go on that things start to get strained or they lose that passion. But I've never felt that way. I just feel like things get better and better. And my relationship with my child gets better as the years go on. And I'm just so happy that I have them in my life. And I'm so happy of where I'm at right now. And that's another thing is if you're striving for some kind of goal, whether it just be finding someone to feel the same feelings as you or form a connection, you know, never give up on that. Never give up. Because I do feel like, I truly do feel like there is someone out there for everyone. And I know that sounds cliche, but I feel it's true. And one day you'll meet someone that you instantly have a connection with, and it just flows effortlessly. And I don't mean effortlessly like you don't have to put any kind of work into a relationship, because relationships do take work. Okay, you have to put in work to develop a relationship. You can't just sit down and wait for things to happen. Now you've got to take action. You've got to develop. You've got to learn. And you know, really the only thing that teaches you to be in relationships is to be in a relationship. You know, there's not really, society doesn't really teach you how to do that. It's mostly learned from experience. Yeah, you can watch all these things online, but you know, it's mainly learned from experience, and everybody has their own opinion on relationships, and I'm just sharing mine. Relationships, whether it's with my friends or my family, have always been very, very important to me and very critical to my development. But you know, never give up. If you're out there feeling lonely or sad, you know, just never give up. If you want someone to reach out to, you know, you can always reach out to me. I'll talk with you. I'll be your friend. I do feel like everyone deserves to be listened to. Everyone deserves a friend. And no one deserves to be lonely. Especially in these times, we really need to come together. Come together and just unite as a nation, you know. We have all these divisions between us, but we're all human beings. We all feel the same. We really just need to love one another. That's all it is, you know? And there's always been a stigma, and there still is a stigma about mental health, especially with men's mental health. And I'm gonna share this picture with you now. You can see there's a hand above the water, and the hand is labeled men's mental health. And this person is drowning, and another hand comes out that says society. And then it says, be a man, and it hits the hand, and the men's mental health, the hand that's drowning just drowns. And that really is true. There is a stigma in society about mental health, especially men's mental health. Because if you're a guy and you're out and you know you express your feelings like, oh, I'm lonely, I'm depressed, and they're like, oh, be a man, you know, just get over it. Just get over it, you know, go work out, something like that. And the thing is that type of thing does not really help. Everyone needs to be listened to. Everyone deserves that. And if you're a guy, it can be hard to seek help sometimes because there's the stigma that men should not seek help. They should not seek therapy for their problems. They should not talk to someone about it. They should not have these feelings. You know, they need to bury their feelings. They just need to be a man. That's what this picture is saying. And I'm all an advocate for removing that stigma. You know, I have a friend, and I'm going to mention him in this podcast. He runs a really good podcast. It's called The Daily Check-In. He's definitely had a lot to say about mental health, and he has an interview with someone that talks about mental health. It's a really good podcast. I'm going to leave the link down below. His name is DC Bake. But there really is a stigma involved, and I want to work to remove that. Because if you're a guy, you may have been told, you know, you can't cry, you're a guy, you can't be sensitive. And I admit, you know, growing up, I was too sensitive. But, you know, and I've learned to develop my feelings in a healthy, natural way. Goes back to, like, you know, feeling happy and realizing, hey, it's okay that I feel happy. You know, it's okay to feel this way. You know, stress may come my way in just a matter of minutes, but it's okay to feel happy in this moment. That's really what we have to live for nowadays, is just live for those simple happy moments. Because there is so much stress and division nowadays, and mental health is in decline everywhere, especially during this pandemic, because there's been so much isolation due to staying at home, and people are not able to seek the help that they need. They're not able to form those bonds with people, because we've got to keep 6 feet apart or we'll get sick. And I mentioned this in a previous podcast, but if you haven't heard it, you know, there was a time in college where I had a really dark moment, and I contemplated calling a suicide hotline. Now, I did not end up doing it, but I am an advocate for that. You know, there is a hotline, there is a suicide hotline. If you have feelings of suicide, you know, seek help and make that call, because they're there to help. You know, we've got to work together to not only unite as a nation, but to remove the controversy and the stigma around mental health, and just help one another. I know I'm repeating myself with this, but it's just such an important topic. It's just such an important, as a society, it's something we need to do. And speaking of men's mental health, there also is a stigma. You know, I'm thinking of the Me Too movement, where women have come out and shared their stories of harassment. And I think that there is a stigma with men sharing stories as well, that people do not take it seriously. I really enjoy this rapper named MC Chris. I've listened to him for about 20 years now. And he shared a story a couple years back about him being sexually harassed by someone at Adult Swim. And that someone was actually Matt Thompson. If you don't know who Matt Thompson is, Matt Thompson is producer of Archer, that show on FX, and he was producer of Frisky Dingo and Sea Lab 2021, which was on Adult Swim. And MC Chris, he shared a story about sexual harassment from Matt Thompson. And it was heartbreaking to read. And, you know, he quit Adult Swim because MC Chris used to work for Adult Swim. He used to voice some characters on shows like Aqua Teen Hunger Force. He quit Adult Swim because of that. And it was just heartbreaking to read that that's never been taken seriously by the Adult Swim staff or by Matt Thompson and the people that worked with him. They didn't take it seriously. On Twitter, Archer, the official Archer TV show Twitter account, Actually, they posted a question. It said, hey, send us your questions. We may send you an answer. And the first question is MC Chris saying, hey, why did Matt Thompson sexually harass me? Why did they put my character that I voiced on the TV show in drag after I came out and said that I was struggling with my sexuality? And I don't see an answer from them, but I'm glad that he put that out there and that he's standing up for himself. Because that is hard to do, especially if you're a guy. And he actually came out that he was bisexual, and that's another hard thing to do as well, especially as men. But yeah, I feel like I've covered so many topics in such a limited amount of time. But that's just kind of how my brain works when I record these podcasts. You know, I could kind of write down a script, maybe, and just try to stick to one topic. But I think it's okay that I kind of cover a variety of topics, because it does make for an interesting podcast. And if you're listening to these, you know, just let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Give it a like, give it a dislike if you don't like it. Share your thoughts. Be sure to check out the podcast that I mentioned, The Daily Check-In. I'll put links down below. And, you know, I just thank you for listening. I'm not sure what the next topic for my Weekly Wolf will be. I'll probably end up putting some more bonus podcasts up, because those help fill the gap between podcasts. Yeah, everyone stay safe out there. And I was really serious that if you're feeling lonely, you know, you can reach out to me. I'll be there. All right, so this is the Weekly Wolf signing off.